Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't know how close we're getting to it, but it does feel like it's going to be different than it was a year ago for Alonzo in the free agency, where there doesn't seem to be a lot of takers, but getting closer maybe to an actual real offer with the Orioles. It's not dragging it out is not going to make much sense, I wouldn't think, from Pete's camp. Again, I could be misreading this thing completely, but I'm getting the sense that we're getting closer here. And after what happened yesterday with Diaz, and we could get into that again as well, where we stand on the opinions of what happened with the Mets and all that stuff. And more news came out on that, by the way, the report about Diaz being, ooh, in his feelings. Oh, Diaz was in his feelings.
You're not done, huh?
He was so upset that the Mets signed Devin Williams without consulting him. Get the hell out of here. Yep. Who are you to worry about what they're doing? Anyway, I don't think that they can survive losing Pete Alonso. And forget about the fan backlash, because that's going to be nasty.
Oh, it's pretty bad now.
Exactly. So if they lose Alonso on top of that, I just don't see. I could excuse getting better without Diaz. I could excuse, obviously, the Nimmo stuff. I still believe the Mets are going to build a good team. I don't know how you could say that they would be definitively better on paper going into the year without Pete Alonso.
Understood. Either way, I think the Mets are going to be better next year. Now, even not knowing if Pete's coming back, and I still think he's not going to come back. I think somebody's going to go 5 or 6 years. I heard Boomer saying this morning that he thinks that this opens up the door big time for Pete. I think that that's nuts. I don't think, as far as what? Meaning that, like, the Mets will cave or, you know, get 5 or 6 years. It's not going to change. See, my read on the situation is this. I'm going to focus on Stearns for a second. And I just said, and I believe this, that there is really a very clear path for the Mets to be better next year than they were last year. That's not that hard. They were barely a 500 team.
Right.
But I don't think that all hope is lost. I understand there's some despondency right now with Mets fans. The emotional meter is ticking because you lost Diaz. You think you might lose Pete. You lost Nemo. Understood. All these things we've unpacked. Here's my take. So we are going to learn a lot about David Stearns, because you've been on this, others have reported this, the industry innuendo, hard line, 3 years, Pete, Mets will not deviate from that. They don't want to go more than 3 years for Pete. If we see a situation, which I don't think we will, but if we do, if Pete gets 5 years or 6 years from the Mets, well, then that tells me one of two things. Number one, the owner jumped in, and that's not good.
Right.
Or Stearns is flimsy, and that's not good. Because if you have a hard line on a guy who has a lot of assets, clearly Pete's very good at certain things, but also deficient at other things. If you've established that line in your mind as you want to build out these Mets moving forward, and because the fans are unhappy, you acquiesce and you get off that stance, which is a pretty hard stance from what everybody's saying, then that tells me that you really aren't convicted in what you're doing. And if you are convicted, even if you are and you want to do it, you allow public sentiment to change that. And that's not how you run a team.
I agree, but I also firmly believe Pete Alonso makes them better and is the best option for a power bat available. Where are they getting one? Now, could there be a trade that I'm not thinking of? Not one of the names that have been rumored to be available via trade is a potential power bat to replace Pete Alonso.
There's not many.
Not one I'm other free agent. I mean, the only argument you can make, and I said this on Baseball Night in New York on SNY yesterday at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, the only argument you can make is Kyle Tucker being that type impact bat. Did you see some of the stuff that came out about him yesterday, too?
No.
About his work ethic?
No. Yeah, there was that he doesn't really necessarily love the game?
Dude, I'm not committing $400 million to Kyle Tucker if that's an issue.
I've cooled on him a little bit. Last year, I was all over it. I've cooled a little bit. You know that.
We'll see what the market says for him. But outside of that type of bat, and even he is not going to be the power bat, but that, at least that's the biggest impact bat that would be available outside of Pete. So I'm not saying Cohen should jump in. He shouldn't. I'm not saying Stern should bend off his beliefs. He should not. But if there's a difference of, let's say, the Mets are at their three-year mark, whatever it is financially, and the Orioles go to four and Pete goes back to the Mets, maybe that's where you just meet in the middle a little bit. You're not getting too far off of it because you realize that, hey, you know what? We are a better team with Pete. And if we have to give in, hey, Yankees had to give an eighth year to free. They didn't want to do that. They had to do it. The Mets didn't want to give Soto 15 years, but they had to do it if you want the player.
15,
if you really want Pete back, and I believe that they do, I'm not saying you got to go nuts and go overboard, but at some point, you are going to have to expand beyond your boundaries if you want to make this team better. Otherwise, you better have some plan up your sleeve to make them better if they lose Alonso.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to twist the where it is right now. Right now, the Mets are a 75 win. Actually, the Mets might be less than that because their rotation still stinks. And one of the great things from last year is now gone, the back of the bullpen. That's Diaz, of course. And right now, you know, 25 bombs from Nimmo is not there, which I do think will be replaced better with a better all-around player. And also, you might lose the 40-ish bombs from Pete. So I get that. That's why I understand the angst here. I look at it when you buy a home, right? When you buy your first home, you get married, whether you have young kids or you're getting ready to start a family, there's really three or four non-negotiable checkpoints on the list. Number one, what's your budget? Number two, what's the school district? Number three, what's the proximity to work? And then maybe, certainly this factored into me a little bit, like the high school, of course, as well. But the athletic port, like, are there fields? Is it a thriving athletic town? Those were our four, right? So just, and we looked at 150 homes. I was losing my mind to the point where I'm like, just, you know what? You know, thank God I didn't do it now. You know, put down more money and just try to win this bid. I can't take this anymore. I'm losing my mind. I know you went through that as well. But that's stupid, right? And thank God that didn't happen. We settled where we settled, which we're very happy with. But I say that because when you go into a process and you've got three or four things that are paramount, I don't mean little tiny things. I mean the budget and the school district and how far it is to get to work, that commute. Those are three things that are absolute lifestyle changers. So imagine after 5 months of looking at all these homes, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Forget it. Let's get a house we can't afford and the school district sucks. Whatever. School's not that important. Let's move there. That's dumb. And I say that, but think about this. Now, it's not a school district. It's a baseball player and his projectability and his pluses and his deficiencies. And to me, if Stearns bends now and we see 5 years, 6 years, you know, number one, because you lost Diaz, but also because Schwarber got 5 years, 150 as well. That, to me, is like buying the wrong home. We already know how the Mets feel about Pete. If we see something
but they do want him.
Well, they want him, but do they like him. They don't love him.
Okay,
they don't love him.
I just need, and
you know that.
You can't answer this. No,
they don't love him.
They want a Diaz back. They want Alonso back just at their price. And that's not why. Diaz was a totally different situation. Diaz was a baby. He was being a baby about the whole thing, whether it was that the Mets wouldn't go to 5 years, $100 million, or the fact that the Mets signed Devin Williams without consulting him, like he had some say. Get the hell out of here. Like, what are you kidding me?
You're still not done with the Diaz stuff. I love it.
But that was a different thing, because I do think he screwed the Mets. I think
he did. He didn't want to play for the Mets.
I think Cohen and Stearns were probably like, what happened? We were willing to give you more money. We were comfortable with where it's at. Why didn't you come back to us? You didn't even give us a chance. We would have matched that and went beyond that. So that's a different story. I think Pete will come back to the Mets and give them the chance to match. The question is, how far will the Mets be willing to go beyond where they drew that line? Maybe it does go up. And the bigger question to me, and I admit, I don't know this. Who is the replacement if it's not Pete Alonso? The answer could have been, well, Kyle Schwarber. Some may say, well, Kyle Tucker, although there, like we said, are some question marks about him now. You got to give me the plan to replace that power bat if Pete walks. I mean, you can't say, well, we're going to be a better team. We feel comfortable. There are a lot of good players out there. Okay, that's great. I agree with that. And it shouldn't be that hard to improve on 83 wins. But you can't lose one of the best closers in the game and then lose one of the best power hitters in the game and think you're going to be better all of a sudden where there's no real replacement for either of those two guys.
Well, there's not a conventional replacement. But again, you can entice the Tigers. Hey, we want Scooble, and you can take whatever you want besides McClain, right? So maybe there's that angle. Then you get maybe a Michael King, and then obviously McClain in year two, and you would think Manaea would bounce back. And, you know, you have at least the makings. If you bring in somebody like Scooble and somebody like King, you've got the makings of a very good rotation. And then whether it's the Fairbanks angle, the Suarez bangle, you've got a potential to have the eighth and the ninth inning on lockdown. So I know that we're, you know, preconditioned to, especially when we watch somebody like Pete just swat home run after home run, to want to bludgeon teams to Aaron Judge, all the power of the Yankees, Pete, we get it. But there's different ways to win, number one. Number two, back to the like versus love thing, right? So the Mets loved Juan Soto. They loved him, which is why they gave him a suite and made all those family concessions and went up to $800 million, basically, and they would have kept going and going and going and going and going. If the Yankees brought it to $850, I honestly believe the Mets would have gone to $900. The Mets were not losing that because they love him. Now, last year, they made Pete sit through this twist in the wind, in a lot of ways disrespectful, but bad timing, Pete coming off a bad average, and his athletic profile, the age, and all the things that we know, not the best market to hit if you're Pete. Well, here we are again. We know how they felt about him last year. We know how they feel about him now. That's why when I heard Boomer say, well, this is a great thing for Pete. No, it's not. I think it's the same for Pete. They like him. They don't love him.
Right. And to your point, if they do all of a sudden change course, that's not a healthy, functioning organization structure.
Oh, we're desperate. You can't operate that way.
Cohen saying, enough for the public backlash, just go get Pete. Whatever the market is, just go get him.
It's the wrong move if they do that.
Yeah.
Right? You agree with that? That would be the wrong move. You at least agree with me on that, right?
Yeah, I would not want that to happen.
Okay.
I don't want Cohen getting involved other than Stern saying to him, hey, here's what I really want to do. Can you give us the resources to do that? Not Stern saying, hey, Pete's going to walk. We're drawing the line here. And Cohen saying, nope. Bring him back. I don't want that. I want to see what Stearns can do. Everybody's ripping Stearns. Everybody's blaming David Stearns here. I want to see what he can do building his own team. I think he's putting his you-know-what on the table and taking some
risks
here.
We'll see how big they are.
Well,
eventually.
I like that, but you gotta actually win. And, boy, it's hard to envision a team that's going to be significantly better than they were a year ago without both Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is in Shirley starting us off. What's up, Ray?
What's going on, fellas? Hope all is well today. Sal, BT, you said it on my show 2 weeks ago. You didn't think they would both be back in regard to Diaz and Alonso.
Uh-huh.
But nobody saw him go into the Dodgers. I will say this. 3 years in a row now, Sal, Yamamoto, Hernandez, and now Diaz, we've gotten taken to task by the Los Angeles Dodgers. We got to remember where David Stearns comes from. In Milwaukee, he's the guy that traded away the talent, the Josh Haders, the Corbin Burns. He's not used to acquiring the talent. And I got a feeling that all these changes are rubbing guys the wrong way. Adam Ottavino had that report that he spoke about just a couple weeks ago, how players were furious in the way that Carlos Mendoza was handling the bullpen. Look, it's not all his fault. The starting pitching has failed. But David Stearns, who I've been a staunch supporter of, is starting to waver amongst the fan base. And we all know what happens when the fans turn on this team. Steve Cohen wants 3 million people in the seats again next year. You better make big moves. And I'm not saying it's too late, but it's very nerve-wracking when I'm sitting here and every
BT said that you said this yesterday, BT, and I think it was perfect. Do you trust Steve Cohen? Do you think David, or do you trust Steve Cohen's going to give the resource? I forget exactly what
he said. Do you think Cohen's cheap? No.
No.
Do you think Stearns is smart?
Yes. So I do fundamentally, Ray, trust, and thank you for the call, trust both those two things. The question is, What are the moves out there? It's easy for us to just see Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger and Pete Alonso.
Yeah, just regurgitate the names. I hear you.
Okay, but they have to be smarter than just that and doing the research on players available. Stearns knows they're not going to show up with a team that we're going to be like, what the hell is this? But it does seem harder to justify minus Pete Alonso now. They already traded Nimmo. Good. That was a good thing. Losing Diaz, not very good. Not their fault necessarily, but not. There were some people saying like, oh, they should offer the big offer from the beginning. No, that would be stupid. Why would they give him 5 years, $100 million when they only got $369? They were right there. He didn't want to be here for whatever his personal reasons. Okay, there's really nothing you could do but move on. Same thing with the Yankees with Soto last year. He didn't want to be there. Okay, move on.
That's
you got to move
I
on
said.
And build a team.
Got to move on.
I just don't know where you're getting that power. Do you think that Lindor and Soto are enough power in that lineup to carry
the
Mets?
No, absolutely not. No way.
So
no.
You need at least one more power back.
I think you get 18 to 20 from Beatty. And you know, if Alvarez can ever, I mean, those are ifs.
You could bring in Bellinger. Like, if the Mets didn't get Pete, I would bet anything that they're going to get Bellinger. They're not going to come away empty handed.
I can't imagine the options are dwindling. By the way, nice job, Ray, starting off the show. He's got a good Mets pod, which I was on a couple of weeks ago. If you guys want to check it out, it's called the Mets pod, Mets Cast Pod. Massive Mets guy. Fun.
Okay.
I had a good time. So nice to get Ray on the show. I know he's called
us
a bunch of times.
Yeah,
Hoff jumped on too. He did. Yeah, he told me that. I said, wow, you must have been desperate that night. the bottom line is this, Sal. The options are dwindling. The options that we've talked about for a month or two are dwindling. I do believe, and I've said this, I don't know who it is, I believe that the trade market is going to be the avenue that the Mets, that Stearns is going to look to crush.
The first trade that I want Peralta and Trevor McGill.
You got to get some arms in here, man. I mean, if these arms start going off the board, then it's different.
I think they're going to get, we know they're going to get some arms. But
I know they are.
The Peralta-Trevor McGill trade to me, there was rumors about that.
Yeah.
That would get me excited. That's a nice two-piece trade that upgrades the bullpen, and now you're set with the pen, and you get a top starter in Peralta. So I would like to see them go. Now, again, Skubal's the main guy that I want, but let's see what happens with Skubal. I'm a little concerned about the lineup. I hope that they don't put just more of an emphasis on upgrading the rotation and saying we can survive, you know, with some spread out balance, better balance in the lineup, which is good in theory. I just want one more big bat along with Lindor and Soto.
Well, they need that. There's no doubt. I'm not going to push back on that. Guys, you need to understand when Stearns was hired, right? He wasn't brought here to just sit in a suite and watch Keith Hernandez and Gary Carter and Daryl Strawberry, you know, put balls into the seats and seemingly score six or seven runs a night. I know they didn't average that, but you know what I mean. He came here because the Mets needed help, and the Mets needed really an overhaul in a lot of ways. And I think that, you know, the parallel to me, and I'm not going to go too deeply into it, because if you listen to the show, you've heard us say this, a lot of it is Dable and Shane's first year with the Giants. Unexpected success. They kind of, I think because of that, Stearns had to hold off on some things he wanted to do, or he even planned on doing when he took the job. And now here we are. Now he's getting around to doing that. Nimmo's gone. Pete might be. Diaz is. So it's... This was never a team that was a move away from a World Series. Hell, this isn't even really a team that's a move away from being perennial, consistent back-to-back division winners. There's a lot to do, and people need to remember that.
Joe is in Mineola. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, hi. Joe. I just want to read Sal's tweet from September 30th, 2024. This was the game 161 against Atlanta. He said, quote, "I'll never forgive Diaz for this. I was right about him from day one. He is the worst."
Nice.
So this guy choked in the biggest spot possible, completely saved by Lindor's heroics. This plus the fact that relievers are fickle, you guys always say this, Diaz has an above 3.4 ERA in 3 out of 6 years with the Mets. Devin Williams' entire career is more consistent than that. And Devin Williams also had a better year one in New York than Edwin Diaz. Guys, I'm at work right now. I'm in a corner conference room. I kind of have to go, but I really love
hey, good
it.
Joe.
What a great
really
call, though, Joe. Thank you. You made my day. Thank you, Joey. Yes, I forgot about that tweet. But I knew I was right never to trust Edwin Diaz. Ever. He was awful in 2019. And by the way, to his point, now I forgot about that big spot against Atlanta final day of the year. When has Diaz been so dominant in the postseason? We didn't even see. I know the Mets went on the run in 2024. That was less about Diaz and more about the team and
yes.
the chemistry and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were hitting their way to success in Milwaukee with the Alonso home run, again, beating the Phillies. There was still going to be question marks about trusting him in a big spot in the NLCS or in the World Series, whatever it may be with Edwin Diaz. So, and bullpens are fickle. Now, I'm not sold on Williams being a lockdown closer either, but stack up their resumes. Devin Williams has had a better ERA more consistently than Edwin Diaz.
Put it this way. If you took whatever 6 years, seven, whatever the actual years are, and you just doubled that, right, for both players, meaning exactly what they did for their first 6 or 7 years, they do it again, who's getting the Hall of Fame quicker? It's actually Devin Williams.
You plus.
Believe it or not. I mean, well, actually, not even believe it or not. Devin Williams was one bad season or a couple of months away from being, like, beyond reproach.
Correct. People are, and myself included, because it's hard to ignore where we saw it fall apart. And then you're hearing things like he's a pain in the ass to deal with, whatever it may be. I don't care about that. I care about his ERA. But we saw with the Yankees where he lost the closer's role. Prior to that, you and I were having arguments. You're like, they got the best closer in the game.
That was what I was saying, because he was.
And Devin Williams going in. So now, if bullpens are fickle, and Devin Williams has a track record of high-level success, and he handled adversity and some failures in New York in year one, why wouldn't you believe that he could bounce back to the high level that he was once at? Now, you're taking a little bit of a gamble, but I don't think it's a bad gamble to take for the Mets.
Yeah, now the Mets still need to get somebody else just in case he falters.
Agreed.
There's no doubt you cannot go in. And they got Raley and some other arms that are certainly competent. But
no, they need one more.
You need a security net. And then if Devin Williams doesn't need the security net, you need a lockdown, high leverage, eighth inning, or even like seventh inning, couple of guys on, get 3 or 4 outs, and then hand it to, I almost said hand it to Diaz, hand it to Williams. Like, they still have work to do. No, but I don't think that there will be an appreciable difference between Diaz and Williams' number. The only thing that I would say, and this is fairly an antiquated stat, it's a byproduct of the team, it's not a deep metric. Like, if I had a bet right now who's going to have more saves, I would bet that Diaz would, because he's on a better team.
Correct.
But the whip and the ERA, like, I anticipate it to be very close. I will say, when he was getting ready to rattle off an old Sal tweet, I'm saying this could go anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, if this
be
is
careful,
one,
yeah.
Like Soto, King Cohen, like I was hoping it was, I was hoping it wasn't something where it made you look good.
Yeah.
No offense.
That one did.
I wanted to hear you explode on somebody.
I definitely didn't think we were going to make it.
didn't you think it was teeing it up like?
I was like, oh boy, what I say now? Yeah. What, Diaz is the greatest? We can't lose him?
Maybe we'll do a segment before we bounce. The dumbest tweets we've had since we started working together.
There's
a lot to find.
I don't think we have enough time.
Find them, audience.
To do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Are the Yankees going to do anything?
Is this thing on?
What? Yeah. Hi. Are the Yankees making a move?
I mean, if you are tired and you can't sleep, just put on the Yankees Hot Stove Show on. Yes. you'll be zing in about 6 minutes. I'm listening last night to Tim Nehring, who I remember watching play. Pretty good ball player. Red Sox, a couple other teams. Talking about like player development. Yeah, come on.
Even that hasn't gone well for the game.
I mean, he was talking about Dominguez and some other players, Spencer Jones. And
I saw one clip about analytics, too, on Cashman.
I didn't hear that. I may have actually fallen asleep when he said that and then woken back up, a little nap there. And I heard Gary play one thing this morning on the way in, and it was along the lines of really just, you know, genuflecting at the altar of the almighty Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, basically everything that he was saying is the way that it used to sound about the Yankees, about how aggressive they are and what ownership's doing and how successful they are and how they've devoted every resource to what they're... I mean, I paraphrase, but that's pretty much what he was saying. So, yeah, the Hot Stove Show is boring. Now, since you bring it up, so to contrast the whole, you know, Met energy versus the Yankees, now, it's definitely very different. But let's also be honest. The Yankees have a lot less to
do
than the Mets. The Yankees right now have the best pitching staff in baseball.
And to be fair, the Mets really aren't doing anything but losing players. I mean,
Yeah, make it seem like we're talking about additions. It's defections.
They're rumored in everything, though. Yeah. And the Yankees weren't even in on Edwin Diaz. Hoff, you have a quote here from, Brian Hoke.
So Brian Hoke has this out there. It says, Brian Cashman's take on his progress at the winter meetings. Now, here's the quote. We're just staying engaged, trying to match up with some things. But it's been tough so far. Don't like the asks coming our way, and I guess the opposing teams don't like what I'm trying to pull from them on the trade stuff. We do have some conversations that possibly could lead somewhere.
Oh, okay, I mean, now you guys can mock that all you want.
That's the Yankees.
Hey, listen, it's not what you say, it's what you do. We know that, right? And Cashman knows how to run trades. He does. Now, most of more of the recent ones have been in season, you know, whether it's Jazz a couple of years ago, lesser extent, Ryan McMahon a year ago, Bednar obviously has fit in very well.
Sonny Gray.
He's going to go down the ban list, of course, you know. So I do think that there is a really good chance that Jazz is traded this offseason. I think I would almost be, certainly if Bellinger assigns, either Dominguez or Jones is gone. They've got a plethora of, I'm not even going to waste time on all the names because you really don't know. Not, I mean, you, yeah, but every, yeah. I don't even know them all. I know like one or two and I forgot it right now. But, you know, flame-throwing arms that are very highly regarded throughout baseball, I believe, because they have so many arms at the major league level that they can do that. Yankees have a ton of options, and I'm not expecting the Yankees to go bonkers like the three or four players they did a year ago. You just better bring back Bellinger, okay? I would like to see a righty bat. Like, the Yankees do need a thumper that can hit right-handed.
I want a leadoff hitter, and I want to change some of the parts on the infield. Either McMahon and Jazz, McMahon. I think they need to, I'll give you the shortstop if you want to keep that. Or change the shortstop. You can keep the third baseman, change the shortstop. I think they need to change two of the parts. Their infield is a mess.
Yeah.
Like, a mess. Ben Rice at first base as of now?
Well, listen, that's something, and I can't prove it, so that's frustrating, because I'm not going to sit here and say that he's solid defensively. I can't prove it, all right? So I don't have much depth behind the statement, because there's no evidence yet. But in my opinion, and he looked awful trying to pick some of those balls. Like he didn't, I mean, that was on Volpe,
it's but still man, shaky, he didn't, he looked bad.
It was definitely shaky, but my point was, it is... If you are at least a competent, if you're a major league catcher, whether you're good, average, or awful, on some level you've got pretty decent hands. Unless you're Mike Piazza, who can't
say,
move.
I was going to say, did you see Piazza play first?
But he's also older and stiff and a different athlete. Not that Ben Rice looks like Ricky Henderson, but he's a little bit more agile than Mike Piazza.
And the key with Piazza, he was uncomfortable being there.
That's the whole thing.
He didn't have the confidence. He didn't want to be out there. Yeah. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to be comfortable doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not knocking Rice, because I do like Rice's bat, but he's shaky. And that's putting it mildly
at
first.
For now.
He's going to catch a little bit. Okay, fine. Second base, Jazz, he puts up the numbers. We all know he's not the player that we want to see with the
Yankees.
I don't trust him.
I don't want to move forward with him.
We want to see a different, the Clement type with Toronto. That's the type of scrappy player. Forget putting up big numbers at second base. You just want a solid, scrappy player there. And you'll give up some of the tantalizing talent of Jazz Chisholm, whether it's his speed or his power. Shortstop is a gaping hole. I mean, dude, Volpe and Caballero, come on. And then third base, you got a guy who's a sick glove.
Oh, he's such a good fielder, but he's a strikeout machine.
But his bat makes you want to bomb. Yeah, I mean,
it's not perfect. Yeah, I mean,
that's a tough infield.
I agree.
And even in the outfield, I mean, you got Judge. Okay, great.
Hope the elbow holds up.
No, well, I mean,
Yanks got a lot of work to do. They've got work to do, for sure.
Grisham, all right. I mean,
what kind of year does he have? You know, like that.
And then the two question
marks. But I got something for you, though, Sal. And I don't know if the Yankees are thinking this. Well, they should be. And I guess on some level they have to be. But I hope that this is part of their calculation this offseason. What if I said to you, the Yankees trade Jazz.
Yes.
Gone. You sign Bichette. Follow me. You sign Bichette, who can rake and is a righty. You put him at second. You start with Caballero because Volpe's hurt, whatever. And then Volpe comes back. Hopefully he's a little bit better. And you keep McMahon, who's going to pick everything at third base. And then, now, a couple of things have to work out, one of which would be their top prospect for once truly becoming a superstar. But in a year or so, if you sign Bichette and Lombard is ready, well, now Lombard takes over short. Bichette could go to third. He's got the arm for it. And Volpe, you could punt to second with a weaker arm. Like, there's configurations.
Do you want Bichette or no? It's not a bad.
I want his bat. I know he's not a shortstop.
You want high
he's
on
not.
Him.
He's not a good fielder. I've said that. And in this situation, he's not playing short.
Player.
No, he's scrappy.
That's what I'm saying. You like that?
Yeah, he's a righty too.
Yeah, you're hell bent on the righties now.
They need some. Rice, Jazz, Wells, McMahon, Grisham.
What about Alonso at first base?
I don't want Pete. I don't
he's
want him.
He's always a righty bat.
I know. This guy's waving his hand at me. This guy's rolling his eyes.
Have Ben Rice play first base for you. It's fine. He'll scoop out everything.
Yeah. Well, so give me contract terms Sundays here. Let me at least examine this maybe more than the quick reflexive no.
4 years, one whatever.
No, I'm good.
You're not going
I don't
more
want
than three?
Pete. Listen, if I don't want Pete for the Mets, why would I want him for the Yankees? Think about that.
Well, because you're talking about right hand. I know.
That's like being consistent.
I get
He's a tough guy to evaluate because he's very good at certain things. He's just not my kind of ball player. He's just not. I'm sorry.
Hector is in Washington Heights. Hector.
Heck.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, I know you guys don't want to talk
glad
about
glad you got
it
in today.
I'm not going to get into it too much, but I'm going to miss you guys. Sal, you know I rock with you wherever the hell you go. BT, I'm going to really like what you do. I've said it many times. It's just a lot of times when I agree with you more than I do with Sal. And Sal's my friend and Sal's a Met fan. But, you know, your point of view is always appreciated. So
thanks, man.
Good luck wherever you guys go.
Thank you, brother.
I'll be looking for you, BT. And I know where you go, Sal. Well, I don't know yet, but wherever the hell you go, you know I'm always going to rock with you. This situation here, man, and listen, fandom is about emotion. Fandom is about emotion, right? So, of course, we're going to have an emotional reaction. And I keep thinking about it, and I'm going back into my own thoughts and things that I've posted about Edwin Diaz and my reactions. I've called Edwin Diaz, when he comes in the game, I've called it the Edwin Diaz experience, right? Because we never know what the hell we're going to get. And yes, you can debate whether there's been more bad than good with Edwin Diaz, but I think mostly is we've gone through the struggle with him, right? And we feel like we know what he is. And to see something like that go and to go get an unknown, yeah, you could talk about the numbers. And the numbers, yeah, Devin Williams seems to be like the better option. But I think it comes down to that. And then I have a question for you guys. I want you guys to answer this to me. I think those are things we've said.
I think those are, yeah, understood. Being a fan, hey, it's W-F-A-N. I mean, fan. Right. Yeah, right. That's how we react, and some people get pissed, and I get the deal. Listen, Diaz didn't want to be here. Screw him. Get lost.
Well, I see, BT, I get that Diaz didn't want to be here thing. Two questions that you can hang up if you want to. Why did Diaz not want to be here? Did they push him to not?
No, because I don't think he thinks the Mets. I don't think he thinks the Mets are going to win a World Series. That's what I think.
Did you see the reports? Why he didn't? Why he was upset? There was a couple of things saying. Well, he was upset that they let Hefner go,
and then he was
upset that they didn't consult him on the Devin Williams signing.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Is he wrong for that?
Yes,
he's right. Of course he is.
Who the hell is he? I mean, what are you kidding me? And thank you for the call, Hector.
Devin, what do you think about this? You know, are you okay with this? Get lost.
Why the Mets probably made, I would assume, offers to Diaz along the way. Here's where we're at. And he kept saying no. He was saying 5 years. He opted out. Okay, he opted out. Then the early reports were he wants the same deal that they gave him a couple years ago. Yeah, okay. Like the Mets are going to pay 5 years, $100 million. There was a thought. We talked about it yesterday. I thought for sure that he was going to get more than what he got, the 369. And if he did, then it was going to be on the Mets. Did they want to go to that level or not? And I was like, I don't know, man. I want him back, but I'm not. You got to have a line in the sand. I'm not going 5 years for $100 million. He didn't get that. He was probably upset that the Mets wouldn't give him the deal that he wanted. And then he decided to go elsewhere because the Mets went and got Williams without consulting him. Like, they're going to go to him and be like, hey, we're going to sign Williams. We're going to sign they got to do business for the team. They were offering Diaz. They couldn't come to an agreement. They pivoted and said, we're going to bring in Devin Williams. We're still in play for you. What do you want? Tell us what you want. And then he, like a baby, took his ball and went home.
Because he had no interest in staying here. For whatever the reasons, and we just ran through a few, right. Obviously. And I saw the same ones yesterday as well with the pitching coach, some other stuff. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, buddy, that we didn't call you to confer with you about Devin Williams. You know when you do that? You pick up the phone and you reach out to Derek Jeter, given the, at that point, the divide with Alex Rodriguez. Says, hey, Jeets, we got a chance to do this. You cool with this? Yep, I want to win a World Series. Go get him. He's one of the best players in baseball. Click. That's when you confer with somebody. You don't reach, and it's not asking permission, but there are certain situations.
You're showing respect.
Showing respect. You're deferring a little bit. You're empowering the player. And emotionally, that is a good thing downstream for the team and the new player that you might bring in, rather than having them kind of sort things out the first day in the clubhouse, like, oh, how you been, man? Yeah, you kind of bump into each other awkwardly. So, and that is not new. That happens in the NBA. You don't think that the Warriors, not that there was any beef, but you don't think the Warriors threw it by Steph Curry? I know for a fact that they did with Kevin Durant. When you bring in somebody that's either going to rub you the wrong way from a personality trait perspective or take shots away from you, if you're a basketball player, shooter like Steph, you do the right thing. Doing the right thing with Diaz means nothing here. He's not worth it. You don't do that for somebody like him.
And he's not even on the team. He's a free agent. Think about how stupid it would be. Jeter is not only a legend, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I could see if they went to Soto and were like, hey, what do you think of this? Or or Lindor, hey, what do you think of this? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
A little different. A little different.
They're probably negotiating and not getting anywhere. They're going to go to Diaz and, hey, what do you think of us potentially bringing in bringing in Williams? Would that upset you?
That's a great point, yeah.
I mean, he's not on the team. Who does he think he is, this guy?
He's pitched 11 innings in the postseason for the Mets. He's been here since 2019. I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to just guess. I don't know. Devin Williams pitched 3 1/3 last year in the playoffs, 1 year with the Yankees. He just got here. Now, he wasn't very good last year from A to Z, but the point is, Edwin Diaz did not get here 2 years ago or three. 2019, just to put it in terms we could all understand because it sucked. Pre-pandemic, 11 playoff innings. Get over it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There is a guy that I wanted to bring up. For remember, we're talking about getting a scrappy player for the Yankees potentially that they need instead of Jazz.
Yeah.
How about Nico Hoerner? He's under contract. He's under contract for one more year.
All right.
Cubs shopping him. Every team is in on him.
Yep.
He's the exact type of player that we want the Yankees to get.
How many bases? What did he steal? 25 last year?
Six war player, two gold gloves.
Six war?
Six wow, war player, massive. Two six. Gold gloves, can actually play shortstop.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been at second base because of Swanson. Barely yeah. strikes out, yeah. scrappy kind of player that everybody loves.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, like...
What numbers are we asking? He had 297 last
stolen
year.
Stolen bases, I said 25, just a complete blind guess.
Dude, stolen bases last 4 years.
Yep.
20,
yep.
43, 31, 29.
20-43.
20-43-31-29.
Well, the grease of the doors, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's one thing anymore. To grease the skids to get us out of here. Grease the door?
But those are big. Those are big numbers.
Yeah, that's so nice. And the profile's great. Putting the ball in play. Good
career
wheels.
282 hitter.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Last 4 years, 281, 283, 273, 297.
Yeah. Give me the on-base stuff. I mean, I know it's pretty good.
Total 340.
Okay,
career. Last 4 years, 327, 346, 335, 344.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to have that's good. That's fine, actually. It's pretty good.
But you're exchanging the gaudy numbers.
Yep.
From Jazz.
Yep.
For a scrappy, consistent, put the bat on the ball, strikeouts. Let's see. And 649 plate appearances last year. Take a guess how many strikeouts he had.
649 appearances, so not at bats, right? Just total PAs?
I'll give you 599 at bats.
I know it's low. 50?
49. Almost right on the button.
That's amazing.
I mean,
that's a beautiful thing.
600. Yes!
It's gorgeous.
That's a beautiful thing!
You know, there's your leadoff hitter if you want, and then, you know, you could have Bellinger, not that you put Belly too, but...
Well, how about you get Kwan and Nico Horner?
I mean, okay, keep singing it. I'm listening.
Or whatever. Maybe beggars can't be choosers at this point. Nico Horner...
Go for it.
...is the exact player that the Yankees need. His name came up, I think, last year in
but
some
why numbers. Why would the Cubs, we got to think about it from the other side, why would they want Jazz?
Because, well, I'm not saying Jazz straight up, I'm just saying
okay.
Trader. I don't know what
they
want.
One answer might be because they're going to lose Tucker, and at least Jazz is bringing 30 bombs.
You
can look at it that way.
The question is, why would the Cubs be shopping him?
They don't want to pay him.
But he's under contract for one more year, and every team is in on him.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, now, the Yankees have, this is all subjective, so I don't get too wrapped up into this, but the Yankees have, I think, the 21st or 22nd rated farm system. So at least, you know, from a 20,000-mile view downward, it would seem like the Yankees would have a lot of competition because their prospects aren't as valued
to
make a trade.
But don't you think he's the exact piece that we're talking
profile.
About?
Love the profile. Now, he doesn't win them a World Series necessarily.
No, but
makes them better, makes them tighter.
But he makes them better. He offsets. You don't need a lineup with 8 guys hitting 30 home runs.
Yeah, well, I know.
You need fewer strikeouts, more contact, scrappy guy, great defensive player. That's the type of guy you want. And like you said, if everybody's in on him, then the Yankees are going to have some competition and teams are going to be willing to bid up. I don't know if the Yankees have what it takes farm system-wise, but man, that's the type of guy you want as opposed to looking at Jazz and saying, well, he's got elite-level skill, he's got the talent. No, but there's something off there. Those numbers are great, and you compare them to Nico Horner, and you'd say, well, I'd rather have Jazz. Yeah, it's not fantasy baseball. It's reality, and you want that scrappy type player.
He's making $12 million this year coming up. I mean, obviously, you hit free agency for those numbers. He's under 30 right now. I mean, he's getting in the neighborhood of $150 million. So, I mean, is that too big for the Cubs' appetite? It might be. So you got to pounce. That's a name that I like. I've always liked that name.
BT and Sal on the Fan talking Mets, Yanks, Hot Stove, 888-808-1019. Thomas is calling from Yonkers. What's up, Thomas? Hey, Thomas, you there?
Thomas.
He's not there. Danny is calling from Bradenton, Florida. What's up, Danny?
Dano.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
Good.
I'm calling because, you know, I consider myself minority Mets fan. I'm very realistic. I try not to get too emotional when it comes to player attachments. When the offseason ended, I told people if Alonso and Diaz walked, I was more than okay with that because I thought the Mets needed changes. I didn't see the Nimmo trade coming. But what do you guys think of this? Even with the chaos of the Diaz signing, going to the Dodgers, it sucks. But with Williams on board, if the Mets could pull off the Peralta-McGill trade, I think they could still add Suarez in the bullpen if they wanted to really have a three-headed monster. And for first base, I've always liked the idea of signing Akimoto to play first base because he's a Gold Glover from Japan. He's a solid hitter. He won't provide the power that Alonso will give, but he's a solid enough hitter, great defender at first base. Everything's about run prevention. You know, and with Simeon at second base, Beatty can stay at third, mm-hmm. Lindor, solid infield defense. What do you guys think of that? And, of course, the key is to get Bellinger to play left field. I think Bellinger left, Akimoto first, pay for Peralta, McGill, and sign Suarez. That will bolster the bullpen rotation, and the lineup will be steady. Not powerful, but steady.
Not a bad lineup, Danny, and
not
thank
bad
you for
at
the
all.
Call.
Well yeah, thought out.
I would not, in that scenario, sign Suarez. If I'm trading for McGill, I don't need to sign Suarez. I'll take that money and put it into the rotation. or a DH bat with a little more power. But if you're telling me, all right, you want to get Okamoto and he can play great defense at first base, and you offset Pete that way with better defense, and you bring in Bellinger to help soften the blow of losing all the power. Well, Bellinger may not hit what he did with the Yankees, and he's certainly not going to hit the amount of home runs that Alonso hit, but he's going to hit 25 homers.
He's going to steal 20-something bases.
So you could do the math a little bit differently as opposed to one guy doing it. You do it. I like that idea of the lineup going in a different direction. I love the idea of the trade for Peralta and McGill. I would just, instead of Suarez, I would take that money and go get, like, Ranger Suarez.
Well, as he was going.
He said the closer Suarez, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And McGill kind of lock up 7, 8, right. 9 as he was going through it. And again, very well thought of. Nice, very well thought of. And it's just a good thought process. So, congrats.
Congratulations on your great take on the match.
Dude, I'm fried, man. I get it, but hey,
come on, man.
No. But as he was doing that, I was writing down what you just talked about, starting pitcher. Yeah. Like, that's not enough for me. Like, I do like the Bellinger and the defense at first and the bullpen lockdown. In theory, final three innings, you need more starting pitching than just the one move. I would need one more. And if you did that, then that's a massive overhaul. And if you do that, the Mets are a playoff team.
If the Mets trade for Peralta, now at least you got your top of the rotation guy.
Yep.
You also have the potential with McClain in there. You still need, to me, one
Michael
more.
Michael King. The cheapest option.
Fair enough. Michael King. I would go after Rangers Suarez, but fine. Go get Michael King. All right. Now you're really piecing it together where you have Peralta, King, McClain.
Yep.
I mean, you're still in a position because you didn't give up. Although, I guess to get Peralta and McGill, you're going to have to probably give up
a Tong or a Sproat.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And maybe Jet Williams or something like that.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing, BT. If that takes the Mets out of the mix for Skubal, then I would have a problem with that. I like that trade, Peralta, McGill. I don't want to. I'm not doing anything that would be taking me out of play for Tarik Skubal.
That's a dangerous game. I don't disagree with that in theory. But there's going to be a point where he's not traded yet, Skubal. The Mets need to do stuff, and they're going to have to make that decision, like that real determination. And if they don't do it, then they could be pretty bad next season.
I guess they could have gotten to a point where they've talked to the Tigers. Like, they've had to already talk to them and get parameters of what a deal would look like. And maybe they say, this is just too rich for us, and it's never going to get to a point where we feel comfortable. Let's make the other moves and then just go get him in the offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.